Support for Away with Words comes from Mosey Online Backup. Mosey protects your valuable computer files against data loss from hard drive crash, viruses, theft, and other disasters. Visit mozy.com.
Welcome to another minicast from Away with Words. I'm Grant Barrett. Humorist Roy Blunt Jr. joined us earlier this year to play our slang quiz. I had great fun in trying to come up with some Southernisms that might stump him. Let's hear how he did.
And today we're welcoming a special guest to be our contestant. He's Roy Blunt Jr. Roy is a regular panelist on NPR's popular quiz show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And he's recently written, get this, a book about language. It's called Alphabet Juice. Roy, welcome to Away with Words.
It's good to be here. Thank you, Martha.
You're welcome. Have you sold the film rights to this book yet?
Not yet. It's, people don't like words that much in movies, so...
Gunfights and car chases.
Explosions. There's no... I should have had an explosion at the end, but...
But, you know, if Myrna Loy was still with us, I think she'd be great.
Myrna Loy would be good, but she's not.
Roy, do you have a favorite slang term you'd like to share?
A baseball term I like is sitting dead on cheese. I'm sitting dead on cheese, which sounds like a poignant obituary for a mouse, but it's actually... It means absolutely planning on expecting a fastball. You're sitting, so like, you know, you're locked in, dead, like Dead-Eye Dick or Dead Solid Perfect. And then cheese is a baseball term for fastball. So it actually says what it means to say. Lots of sports talk is a little bit off, sports metaphors sometimes. For instance, recently A-Rod said about, you know, he admitted having used steroids. He said, "I've laid my bed, and now it's time to sit on it."
Okay.
But so sitting dead on cheese, though, he knows about that.
I love that.
All right. Well, let's see how you do on our slang quiz. Okay. I'm going to give you a clue that describes one of two possible slang words or phrases. Only one of them is correct. Your job, of course, is to pick the right one. If you need help, you can check with Martha.
I'm right here.
I've kind of taken the liberty today of broadly defining slang for this quiz, so I've included some Southernisms. All right, so kind of your home territory, so to speak, right?
Yep, that's where I come from.
And so I'm not sure if that makes it easier or harder, because I've kind of looked for the middle ground there, but we'll see how you do.
All right,
first one. If I said that when Harlan Skaggs blew a fist, that dogs barked and children cried and everyone took a lunch break down at the sawmill, what would I mean? Is blow a fist A, to shoot rocks and rubbish out of a potato gun, or is it B, to make a hooting horn-like sound through cupped hands?
I never heard that expression at all, but what are my choices again?
So blow a fist, is it A, to shoot rocks and rubbish out of a potato gun, or is it B, to make a hooting horn-like sound through cupped hands?
Well, I would say it's making a hooting horn-like sound through cupped hands.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I can play my iPhone, by the way. There's an app on iPhone called...
Wait, this isn't the farting app, is it?
No. This is the Ocarina app.
Ah, nice.
You can play it like a sweet potato, as we used to call the Ocarina.
Well, you ever seen someone do this with their hands? They cup their hands together, right? And see that gap where your thumbs don't quite meet? Yeah, that's right. It's like blowing a conch or something. It's a similar sound.
I was never
sound.
Very good at it, but... It's
compulsive. It's like cracking your knuckles. Once you learn how to do it, you can't stop.
Right.
I knew a fellow who would do that at a wedding because he just couldn't stop himself. All right, well, we've got three of these questions today. Here's number two, all right? If I go down to the dry goods store and buy duckins for Martha, what will she be wearing later on? Duckins, that's D-U-C-K-I-N-S. What are they? Are they A, overalls made out of a rough cotton fabric, or B, leather boots laced up to her knees?
There's another one I never heard, but, oh, gosh, I'd say probably the boots.
The boots?
Yeah.
What's your reasoning there?
Well, going in the water, being like a duck, the boots would let you wade into the water and...
Not bad logic, but I'm afraid it's not on the money. It's duckins are overalls made out of a rough cotton fabric, and that's because
well,
the fabric...
There's that duck label, yeah.
Duck head. I used to have duck some head, duck heads.
Not only that, but there's a fabric known as duck or ducking.
Duck cloth, yeah.
And so the cloth itself has lent its name to the overalls that are made out of the cloth. Huh. It's particularly common in Texas, which is a little west of your territory, but I thought you might know it in all the same.
I should have guessed that.
No, it's all right. Sometimes it's made for tents, too.
I'm not going to get down on myself.
Well, here's one that I think you probably know. Okay. We'll see if we see how it goes. This is a quote from South Carolina in 1897, and I found it in the Dictionary of American Regional English. It goes, "It is asserted that boys like him could not be kept from eating raw turnips, potatoes, and pinders." That's P-I-N-D-E-R-S. What's a pinder? Is it A, a peanut, or B, an unripe ear of corn? P-I-N-D-E-R-S.
Oh, pinders is peanuts.
There we go. I thought you might know that one. Yeah, so that's 2 out of 3. Nice job. Mm. A pinder is just another name for peanut or a goober. Or
goober
lots
peas.
Of, yeah, goober peas. Lots of name for peanuts.
Pinders? I've never heard that.
Interestingly, there is some fairly concrete evidence that pinder comes from some Central African languages.
Mm. Well, like okra and gumbo.
There we go.
And
exactly.
Goober. Goober, too.
Goober, that's it.
That's right. Entered mainstream English through the language of the slaves in the South Atlantic and the Gulf States. So nice job, Roy. Thanks for playing with us today.
I actually saw peanuts growing in Africa, in Senegal.
In Senegal, right? Yeah. And they're a ground nut, right? They grow in the ground. Yeah,
they grow. They're tubers, I think. Actually.
Tubers of sorts.
Now, Roy, I have to ask, did you ever have pinders in your Coke?
Well, I have had that, yeah. Uh-huh. Supposedly that was an aphrodisiac, wasn't it? No, something else. An aspirin in Coke was supposed to be an aphrodisiac.
Oh, I thought that was a contraceptive.
So that explains the 16 children.
I hope you didn't believe that when somebody told you.
Yeah, those boys will try anything, Mara.
Don't worry.
But peanuts and Coke, who does that?
Is it what is that about?
Is it salted peanuts or just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Doesn't it
it's
fizz
just something
up or
to
something?
Do with your Coke. I don't know. Yeah, it fizzes up, but I don't know. It's like people like to mix things up. And it was never a favorite of mine, but
it's a common thing. Something to try. Another kind of suicide maybe, huh?
Mm. Right. It goes well with moon pies.
You have to chew them up. You have to chew them up, of course.
Right. Well, Roy, it was fantastic to have you here. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, it's good to be here.
Roy Blunt is the author most recently of Alphabet Juice.
By the way, we also took some time to do an interview with Roy about his books and the controversy surrounding the Amazon Kindle 2 ebook reader. You can find that on our website at waywardradio.org. You can also find entire past shows at no charge. We welcome your email to words@waywardradio.org and your phone calls to 1-877-929-9673. And if you'd like to hear Away with Words on the radio, why not write or call your public radio station and tell them about our program? They'd love to hear from you. For Away with Words, I'm Grant Barrett in New York City.
Support for Away with Words comes from National Geographic Books, publisher of I'm Not Hanging Noodles from Your Ears, a collection of intriguing idioms from around the world by Jag Bala. Learn more at shopng.com/noodles. Before we go, I want to tell you that Away with Words is independently produced and distributed. That means we depend on you to help pay for the cost of producing the show. So consider making a contribution to help this program keep going strong. Just go to waywardradio.org/donate. And thanks.